Okay, so in the first panel, John is feeding Odie breakfast. But second panel, guess who's coming? Guess who's
Okay.
coming and who's kind of grumpy?
Don't spoil it.
Garfield.
Don't spoil. I want you to send it to me. Cut it out. Cut it out and send
Hey,
it to me.
guys.
Oh my God.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh my God.
Hey.
Producer Ron,
Hey, how's it going?
what are you doing out of your enclosure?
I just sent you guys some packages in the mail because I'm going on vacation and you're in charge of this episode entirely by yourselves. Okay, bye.
What the?
What? Oh my God. Did producer Ron just abandon us?
Yeah, dude, I think he's left us completely alone to do this episode.
Well, you know what that means.
Party at Ron's house.
That's right. What the? What the?
To all the haters, to all the naysayers, to all the doubters, to all the pundits, the Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smiths and Mark Jacksons of the world, the Denver Nuggets are NBA champions, and you can fucking eat it. And I know that this is going to come out weeks after the fact, but we'll still be basking in the glow of our championship basketball team. This is the Grolic Saves the World, and my name is Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves like the Denver Nuggets have done by winning an NBA championship.
Always humble like the Joker. We're not even concerned about the accolades. We just want to get the job done.
We just want to go home.
Yeah.
We just want to go home. We are back in our respective Serbia right now. This is our metaphorical Serbia, and we three are racing horses. It's the off season, and we're victorious.
I think I could use my house as a location for Serbia if I needed to. If you want to shoot a movie set in Serbia.
Just in all honesty, what do you think Nikola Jokic would think of your house, Andrew?
He wouldn't even be able to get into it. It's so small.
But he could ponder.
He'd be crawling around inside. This is like a shed to him where he'd keep his like rakes and shovels.
I think he'd go, your house made of sticks.
Yeah.
Your house probably. Made of sticks? Stick
yeah,
house.
Stick
for a little
house.
Man?
For a little yes. man, a little man.
Well, let's vision board it. I would love to see Jokic hanging out at Andrew's house sometime.
Yeah, we could get him as a guest. We could think of a challenge that we could have him guest on. I'm sure that will happen.
I'm putting that out into the universe, hoping that it comes to fruition, maybe next season or whatever, but we can't really.
We could do a horse cart. I know that he likes to ride in a cart behind a horse. Maybe that's a challenge.
Yeah, horses
do.
That he owns, race horses.
Yeah, yeah. That's it just looks funny. Seeing somebody riding by themselves in a cart behind a horse is.
Yeah.
If you've ever wondered, ever like been so high and you've gone, what would it be like if a Serbian person won the NBA championship and had all the money in the world? What would they do with it? He's answering that question. He'd ride in a cart behind a horse.
Yeah.
I'll put my giant body in a tiny cart and I'll attach it to a horse.
Is that because he's too big to ride a horse? Is the horse like, Jesus Christ, get off me? Or is it just like he thinks it's more fun to ride in the cart?
Horse racing.
Yeah.
Is like they race in those carts behind him. So he's
it's
just
called harness
he doesn't race
racing.
Him himself.
That's, growing up in Maine, right like 25 minutes from my house, we had there's a lot of like horse tracks in Maine. And not far from us, we had one, and harness racing was huge.
Well, they've always said Maine is the Serbia of the Northeast.
Yes.
Well, I think we should explain to everybody why we're
this
been
long
allowed
meandering
to banter.
Act yeah. one.
Why is that?
Right. No one's policed the riff, have they? No one.
No one
has nodded disapprovingly at us, saying "wrap it up."
We've defunded the police of Rift City.
Yeah. This is a casual Sunday drive through Rift City.
It sure is, and defunding. Funding the police of Rift City, that means producer Ron's on vacation.
Oh!
He escaped from his enclosure. I don't know who left the door unlocked, and he went to Mexico. He's on the beach!
I think we know where all the money's going. because
no shit.
We haven't made shit off this podcast, and now I know he's goddamn fuckface is down in Mexico living it up with his kids on our dime.
We haven't made shit dick on the pod, and yet producer Ron sucking down Marg's beachside with all his new friends, smoking cigars.
He's with his family. We should be clear.
He's got a fedora on.
Yeah. It's crazy that he can afford a fedora that nice.
He's got an alligator Cuban skin cigars, fedora.
A couple tall, long Havanas hanging out of the side of his mouth.
And he's catcalling the waitress. It's disgusting.
And he's, you know what he's ordering? The duck a l'orange. That's what he's having.
That's
you
what everybody gets on a Mexican beach is the yep. duck a l'orange.
No, Ron is gone. And he said, I want you guys, I challenge you to make an episode yourself. And then, Adam, do you want to, or Andrew, do you want to tell them how this all went down?
Listener, this is really an insight into the psychology of producer Ron, because he threw up his hands almost in frustration and said, I'm out. I'm going on vacation and I cannot be a part of this episode. And yet we need an episode. So I challenge you guys to get an episode done by yourself. You record it, you edit it. We said, Ron, we're fucking on it. Then mystery packages appear in the mail from guess who? Producer Ron. And he's like, I'm just worried you're not going to do a challenge. I've got a surprise challenge for you guys, and you can open these boxes and it will lead to a challenge, and that way I can ensure that it's going to get done. We said, Ron, great, thanks.
Also, Ron, kind of fucked up to send people mystery packages the day Ted Kaczynski died, you know? disgruntled producer leaves and sends us mystery packages. Kind of fucked up. That's kind of a fucked up move.
There's a lot of writing on mine.
That's how Ron celebrates Ted Kaczynski's day of death, as he mails packages to people.
Mails people unsolicited mystery packages.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Pretty disturbing, but a nice tribute.
Did any of you notice this on the side of it? On the side of the package is this very ominous warning label with
it's a bunch of batteries, one of them is on
and
fire.
Pipe bomb looking shit with electric symbols and fire coming out of it. And I was like, Jesus, what the hell did you send us?
Malcolm, my son, looked at that on the porch and he's like, what does that mean? And I was like, battery on fire.
Yeah.
That's the international battery on fire symbol.
That was a Kings of Leon song, battery of on fire, wasn't it?
Totally.
My battery's on fire.
Anyway. So Ron sends us these dubious, kind of dangerous looking packages and says, don't open them till you record. It's going to be a surprise.
Do not open these packages.
And I didn't. I did. But I
did too. I wanted to open this so bad.
Yeah, a package shows up on your porch. You want to open it that minute. That's all we have in this world. That's the only high I have in
it. I don't even care if it is a bomb. I'm like, I'm ready to go. Yeah. And I open it up. Nope.
And that's the crazy thing. The last time we did this, we got a Tamagotchi. You know,
so that's right. That's right. So
we were excited.
I was excited last night. I was like, we're recording tomorrow. I've been looking at this package for 2 weeks. And then producer Ron, who I cannot stress enough, has told us again, guys, I'm off the grid. I cannot help you. Do this challenge yourself. He emails all of us and he goes, okay, guys, I got you all Fitbits. He ruined the fucking surprise Christmas Eve.
He can't help it. He's a producer in his blood. He's down there on the beach pacing. He's got a Dos Equis in one hand and notes in the other. It's like, they're going to fuck this up.
They're going to blow it. Dictating an email.
He had to get out to the beach anyway for some air. You know he went with the chimichanga plate, and he's gassy. So he needed to be out on the beach.
Stuffed his laptop into the front of his shorts so that his wife and kids wouldn't see.
There goes your dad, old rectangle dick, out the door.
type. He's just down there. He's just under a palm tree.
Yep.
Yeah. So couldn't help. He couldn't help being a producer, and he did spoil the surprise after accusing me of spoiling the surprise and opening it up early. I was like, I didn't open it up early. And he was like, I bet
you already did. It's a Fitbit. So, and it was like, no one opened it.
Yeah,
so
I didn't. Totally. Broke his silence for passive aggression, which is a kind of a producer Ron move.
I haven't opened it. So ASMR fans from the previous installment will enjoy the sounds of us opening packages.
Wait, what if the surprise, if this is like a multi-tiered surprise, and he he deliberately fake ruined the surprise, and we open these up, and they are bombs.
Yeah. What a way to end the pod, though. What a way to end the pod.
That'd be pretty funny. No, he was right. It's an Amaze Fit.
It's one of the thing. It's one of the world's most boring unboxing videos.
Now, inside there is the type of watch that Morpheus would wear in the Matrix. So
can we get matching Morpheus shades and do a Matrix fitness challenge?
Inside there is also a USB cord, and inside there is also an instruction manual. I say we set all of that aside.
Yep.
So we have it all here. And I believe what Ron wants us to do with these is to create a challenge.
Put them up our butts.
He didn't give us anything. I feel like we're on Top Chef. And all they've done is they've said, salmon roll. And we're like, Iron Chef.
Iron Chef. So you just sounded weirdly racist. But
that's how he does it. Iron Chef goes, salmon roll, you know, and he does that, and we have to use this somehow in our daily lives.
How would we use a fitness tracker in our daily lives?
Shut up.
What does this thing track? I think it tracks our sleep. It tracks our steps. I can't even figure out how to use the band on this. I'm like an ape that somebody threw sunglasses into the enclosure.
Have you ever used one of these?
No.
Never. I don't like gadgets like this. A lot of my friends, they use gadgets like this on their bikes. You know, they want to track the miles and the route they went on their bike. I've never been into that. I'm like, I just want to like experience what I'm doing. And if I'm really curious about the miles or whatever, I can figure it out. I can pull up Google Maps and I can kind of calculate it. But I don't like little computers and gadgets getting into my outdoor time. So I've never used one of these.
Neither have I. I'm a hypochondriac and I'm afraid of what it's going to tell me about myself, and I'll start overanalyzing everything. So this should be really fun. I think what it tracks is like it'll track.
Yeah. I'm sure Ben having access to his heart rate at all times will not backfire at all.
I see very few ways that'll backfire. I think it tracks your steps and all of that.
I have no desire to do this. I don't want to have a constant source of monitoring on my person besides my cell phone, which I already have. I don't need another one. And I'm also neurotic, so I don't want to know how many steps I got yesterday, because I very much will be like, I want to top that today. Like, I can just see myself.
You're just a stepping lunatic. Where's Adam? Where's Adam? It's 3 a.m. Oh, there he is. He's down at the cash register building using the fire exit again.
he's in the park hot stepping.
Yeah.
Become the hot step up.
Then this is a good challenge, because it sounds like all three of us don't like these, don't use them, and don't want them. So it's a good challenge to see what the value could be and how we might be able to use these.
Like, I don't even want to learn how to work this. I resent the headspace that it will require to learn how to fucking
work. I think part of the challenge is 340 somethings learning to use a new gadget. Yeah. That's the sub challenge. Who can extract the most features out of this?
What I challenge us to do with this, because looking online at how it's going to track it, is you have an app that you're going to install on your phone, and it's going to track all of these various things, stress, your sleep patterns, steps, things like that. I challenge us, because you can graph it out and it can show you how you're doing, to improve as the week goes on, to see an upward trend, to see a trend in us using these to improve our sleep patterns, to reduce stress, and to increase the amount of steps we're doing. That's my suggestion for the challenge with these, is to get better. Get the best with it wins. I think that that's
all right.
Sub chow, throw it into the sea, see if it washes up on the beach where Ron
is. Hey, there you go. Let's put them all in a bottle with a note that says,
I am going to San Francisco in a couple days
Fuck you, Ron.
Fuck you, Ron. And I will gladly take that out into San Francisco Bay. And
chuck
if you
this
guys
into the
want,
bay. It'll drift down to Ron. And you can even, there's a note. It says it's a gift for you from Amazon. And you can send a thank you note. So here's my thank you note. Fuck you, Ron. Stupid challenge that you revealed the night before.
It's a good challenge because none of us want to do it. And so it's the definition of a challenge. I've never.
You're kissing up to Ron. He's not even.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's a good challenge. A challenge that we don't want to do is by definition a good challenge.
I just don't want to wear this. Fuck.
I'm not. You're kissing up to Ron for a favorable edit.
I have
you're
to
doing
edit
it
this.
Because you want.
I'm the editor.
Well, then you're navel gazing and you're kissing up to yourself.
Well, this is probably going to get cut out. So think about that.
All right. That's the challenge. Adam has to figure out technology while Andrew and I have to work.
Are
to
aware
see
of our
if
heart
we
rate.
Can use
I do not
this,
want to know any of this data.
This Amazfit Fitbit, if we can get this going and use it to track our stress, sleep, the various things that it tracks, and improve so those things stupid. Over the next week. And when we return with them, hopefully we will have seen a trend of this. And maybe that's what will happen. Maybe we'll be more aware to get up and be on our feet walking around here and there throughout the day, or trying to go to bed earlier to get better sleep numbers. Maybe we will see something.
Oh, sure. This Amazfit's going to transform my life.
Extraction 2 comes out this week. This is impossible.
Oh, hold on. We have an ad read. Amazfit, the new armband. Fuck.
Is it wrong that I don't want to wear this simply because I don't like the aesthetics of it? Like, I think it's an ugly piece of equipment.
It looks like a smartwatch. It looks like a knockoff kind of smartwatch or something.
Yeah, it's aesthetically.
Yeah, you look like a finance guy.
Yes, exactly. Like, I.
Mouse, tuck it into your shorts. It'll probably track shit the same way.
Maybe we wear it around our ankles. Yeah. That looks cool.
Out on work release.
Yeah. Well, this feels like what salespeople who are finally earning large commission checks, this is like something they buy because they think it's what rich people do.
Exactly.
That's
this
called status simulation.
This is a new
hey, does anybody want to go meet me and test drive a slingshot? Because that's what it feels like I should be driving while wearing this. So,
oh my God. Can we do that challenge? Rent a slingshot?
We should go rent slingshots. If that doesn't
drive
make the
them
world
around
a better
with a
place.
Straight face.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, we can't afford the slingshot, so we're going to do Ron's stupid challenge. So for the next week.
Wait, I had one more riff. It took me a minute. This looks like. This reminds me of Happy Hour at the Yard House.
Oh, I'm glad you threw it in because that is
get
perfect.
Some. Let's go get some Michelob 64s or whatever the fuck they're called.
Ultras, yeah, the M Ultras, yeah. The real MK Ultra. So why don't we do this? We've got our challenge now. We're gonna take these Amazfit Fitbits. We're gonna wear them for the next week. We're gonna track our vitals and all the statistics that come with it, and do our best to improve our lives using this futuristic. This completely devoid of any style piece of shit. And then in the meantime, why don't we do something that always slows the pulse, always helps you sleep? Stand-up comedy. Mm. That's the thing that always gets me to bed at night. A little live stand-up comedy from our live show
I'm
that happens to you last Saturday.
In your bed
every month at the now world
got
famous
Sam Kinison Full Tilt,
the now world famous Bug Theater. Tickets are on sale as always. They're down in the show notes if Andrew remembers to put them down there. I don't know.
Oh, that's not gonna be part of my job. I'm editing it. Somebody else has to do show notes.
I literally don't even know how. So
please enjoy this clip from our good friend and an up-and-comer in the comedy scene here in Denver, Aaron Rose. And when we return, we will have probably put these Fitbits in our mouths, and we're being dragged. We're dragging Jokic around in a trailer behind us. That's what I think. You see, I brought.
Ooh,
the
that's a good life hack. Attach
there
your
you
Fitbit
go.
To a hole.
Look at these. Oh. Look at these numbers.
Watch your steps go through the roof.
But my heart rate is concerning.
All right, stay tuned.
Being anxious, we do think about death a lot. We think about death quite a bit. I've been thinking of scenarios with death, and I am scared of it, but not for the reasons that you think. So, you know, when I die, I want to be cremated. I want to be cremated, and I imagine all my loved ones, my friends, my family are going to gather, and they're going to spread ash me, you know, they'll dust me, probably on top of a mountain, because that'd be nice. Sound of Music style. They'd be like, wow, she's so sweet. She was so kind. My aunt's just going to reach in, she'll be like, wow. Are these nipple rings? That's why I can't get my nip-nips pierced. Because I can't be cremated then. I just opted for a back tattoo of Nikola Jokic instead. Yeah. Keeps the lovers motivated back there, you know? Something to strive for. And also, when everything's done, he knows, I just want to go home. Thank you. I just want to go home after. Thank you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back through the magic of podcasting. Time has elapsed. So much time, in fact, that my the equipment I used to record this podcast has withered and died, and I'm on a different mic. So if I sound different, that's what's going on. There are tech difficulties. Producer Ron left us. Everything's going to shit. But we have
anticipated this.
Adam is on a Fisher Price walkie talkie. We're holding the other end up to my microphone.
It takes four E batteries. And I'm talking, I'm walking outside Andrew's house talking into it as we podcast.
But we did it, but we're doing it, but we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. And Andrew and I, our minds are blown. How is your voice coming out of this thing? There's no wires. That's crazy. It's crazy.
I've been praying to a new God, and I think that might have something to do with it. But we'll see. We'll see.
What a week. If you are just joining us for the Act 2, you skip Act 1 because you don't care. We have been wearing fitness trackers. I have been calling them Fitbits because as far as I'm concerned, Fitbit has the market. They're the Google. When you say Google it, you could go to any search engine.
But no one is.
To Google it.
Winning the propaganda war.
They are.
They're the Xerox. You just call this thing a Fitbit. But producer Ron definitely did not buy us Fitbits because
they're Amazfits, I think, right? Amazfit, something like that.
Amazfit, yeah, Amazfit, which
is opinions. I got opinions on this thing.
Yeah, which is Petco's fitness tracker. They've really got into the fitness tracking and the data game. So Petco has the Amazfit.
This was originally normally only found at the end of a child's leash in a mall.
Right.
This is what you put around the kid's neck to keep them within 5 to 7 feet of you in a mall.
Right. And you want to make sure that what you're doing is not cutting off a restrictive amount of blood flow to the child,
you
obviously.
Monitor their oxygen to their head through this.
Yes.
Guys, I don't want to interrupt you, but I just checked the app and my heart rate is an extremely chill 69 BPM right now. Hell yeah.
Don't
stress me out. Don't make me chill out more. I never want this heart rate to change.
Hold it. Oh my God, Andrew. Oh my God. Look, I just...
Oh, are you shit. At a 69? Maybe this podcast has like a magic effect where everyone's heart rate gets to...
Hold on, I'm at a 78, but I think that's because I'm so excited.
Yeah, that probably you spiked. I bet you were at 69.
Go down. Put your nose in the butt of this episode.
Just chill. Stop being so excited that your best throws are both at 69. Just fucking relax and get
chill,
there yourself,
dude. See if you can get yourself to
that's
69.
That's your sub-challenge
Adam.
For Act 2.
Try to get it. I'm still at 69. I remeasured it.
Just
slow
we'll just
your
see
heart
if
rate.
At some point during Act 2, Adam can.
Okay, so for those of you wondering what these things are good for, that's it.
That's a huge one right there. I would never normally know when I was hitting that extremely chill 69 BPMs.
Dude, wow, that's so great. Well, first of all, let's start with the question we always ask, which when you're doing a challenge podcast is the most important part. Did you both wear this thing for the entire week?
Did
you keep it on you?
I took it off only to shower. And I think I only showered once this week. Jesus Christ. That can't be right.
Hey, sometimes the next challenge writes itself. Yeah.
I was just specifically remembering when I took it off. And I was like, I only remember taking it off one time.
That's great. Ladies who are listening, Andrew is single. Shocking.
I wore it all week, took it off for showers, showered a lot more than once in the week. I really did. At least every day I showered. Just me being me, guys.
I wore it
wow,
for
brag much?
Some of the time, and that feeds into my experience with this, so I'll explain.
Hey, Ben, why don't you just take it away? Why don't you just take it away?
You want
it
me to start
like you're
on
already
this?
Setting because, it up.
Yeah, okay. Well, I should first say I fucking hate this thing. I think it is worthless. I think it's a fitness snitch. Okay, because it just wants to just point out what you're doing wrong throughout your day. Get up, take a walk. Like
sounds
I
like
don't,
you're projecting.
Yeah, no, I fucking hated this thing. Number one, I don't like wearing things on my wrist. I don't like watches. I've never owned a watch. I don't like rings. I don't wear jewelry. I never owned
divorce?
A wedding ring.
Oh,
for,
I got it.
Basketball season might be over, but that doesn't mean Adam's not still taking that shot.
I was a little bit too late because he said I never wore a ring. And if I'd gotten in there before that, it really would have been dumb. But as it was, I feel like it was goaltending.
Riff goaltending?
Ben gets those 2 points. And
I picture Ben, if you did wear a wedding ring, Ben, I picture you wearing one of those those black silicone rings you can get at Dick's Sports for like married athletes. That's what I would imagine you wearing. But yeah, maybe you'll get another chance.
Married athletes. That's the best.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
I know. What you're talking about.
It's a real thing. Yeah, well, yeah. If you get married again, get those.
No, I don't like it. There's something I always fiddle with it. And the other thing that I found was 3 nights out of this last week, I woke up and I couldn't find the Fitbit or this Amazfit. I had lost it in the middle of the night and it would be across the room. So like
you're throwing it
like most of the in my sleep I was apparently throwing it away,
like removing it and throwing
it
off your body.
Let's get into the sleep because it tracks your sleep. This was the main thing that we texted each other about all week were our sleep numbers.
Our
and
sleep
Ben's
numbers
were concerning.
They were concerning. Yes, when it did measure it, my sleep numbers were not good. On a scale of 100,
what's your weekly average?
My weekly average right now, as of this morning. Now, I want people to understand I'm okay. Like before I say this, I'm okay. Like everybody's fine.
He's not okay. Like the My Chemical Romance.
36% is my sleep number.
36 score on an average.
36.
Terrifying.
Everything says pay attention because it's in a red, and it says pay attention. I'm averaging on average approximately 25 minutes of deep sleep a night. Apparently, wow. I'm quite the fit.
Although
sleeper.
Now that we know that you're like throwing it across the room in your sleep, these scores make a little more sense.
No, these are only from because it doesn't track that at that point because it's not reading your pulse anymore. This is just for the 4 days that I did actually keep it on my wrist in the middle of the night. It said that that my REM is normal, 33 minutes average. A night of REM sleep, which puts me in the normal range. But I woke up an average of 8 times a night.
Wow,
and I don't snore, but anybody I've ever slept beside says that I twitch a lot. I like move, like I'll do that, you know, because I think we all kind of do that, like, you know,
you get startled, you
feel yourself falling or whatever.
They call Ben
or you just twitch.
The baby deer of sleeping. That's what they call you.
But I got really into like watching this sleep thing and reading about sleep patterns after this. And man, my sleep is fucked up. I never wake up rested. That's why I nap, because I usually don't feel rested until after I take the nap. But the problem is I'm probably because this app thing warned me that my napping is probably affecting my sleep at night. And so
did it really warn you of that? Did it tell you that?
Yeah,
wow,
it told me
that's
I'm
pretty savvy.
Napping too long, that I'm taking a nap for an hour and a half, an hour to an hour and a half a day.
That is a long nap.
That is a long nap.
<That's>
baby needs his
a
nap.
A true
time.
Siesta
that's
you're having.
That's literally what my two-year-old does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He does an hour and a half every day.
Yeah. And I would say that your two-year-old is one of the most emotionally stable people on the planet right now.
He's volatile. He's like you. He is volatile.
Yeah.
He's 100% happy or 100% angry. There's no 50% with this kid.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar, Ben?
Yeah. So
sound like somebody you've heard of, Ben?
Are you guys talking about me? Because, listen, I hated this fucking thing. First of all, let me tell you why I hated it. I don't like working out with it, which is something that I wanted to track. I wanted to be able to work out with this. I could not do jujitsu with it on. The band that this comes with, I'd have to get the armband because the band that this comes with, it kept popping off while I was like while I would be training. So I find its ability to measure blood oxygen is it's sort of right. It uses light, which is kind of you can do it with light, but I used it mostly for the sleep stuff. And I will say the one positive, I need to get my sleep habits under control. It reminded
me. Okay, so there it is.
This nap advice could be right.
Yes. I think for that tracking purpose, I think that this made me realize I need to start adjusting. I need to either cut out the naps or shorten them drastically, because everything I've been reading is you don't want to go too far into a nap. You want to go 15, 20 minutes maybe for a nice afternoon nap just to shut down.
If you can hit that 20, it feels great.
Yeah. But outside of that, you hit that grog factor, which I don't get. I wake up, but I can't go to sleep until like 1. And then when I do, I just kind of toss and turn. So I think I will say, this was a success, if anything, for that. I will give it that one positive.
It's maybe giving us a challenge to work on our sleep patterns. We've done something like that in the past, but it sounds
that
like
episode we did like nap. We did like particular sleep stuff, but maybe really focusing on getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night could be a great episode where we all tried to do that. Because I wonder how good we are, especially like right now, Adam, is that possible with you, that kind of a thing with your children?
Well, and think about how the high level this podcast operates at, just the high octane we bring and just the expertise we bring on a regular. Imagine if all of us have had 8 or more hours of sleep. It would be almost dangerous to the listener.
It is. It's hard because when we're hitting the NOS constantly, you know, we're firing the NOS up. We're pumping
just
the shit.
Melting
right into
that engine.
Yeah.
It's a worthy experiment, similar to Andrew bathing more than once a week. And I think we should do both of those.
I think we should both maybe do that.
I hope my numbers are wrong.
Every
gosh.
Night.
Andrew, let's kick it to you. How was it for you?
It was interesting. I've never worn a gadget like this. I've hated them in theory, so it was interesting to then wear it and and have it around. Once I figured out how to change the language from Japanese to English, I was able to get more information.
Buddy, now you're talking my language. That was a four-day journey for Adam Caton Holland from Japanese to English.
It was about 90 minutes for me. But so the sleep tracking, I was crushing it. I was crushing it all week. My average for the week, my score was like 86, I believe. Which was surprising because there were nights where I was not sleeping well. I was like having very restless sleep. There's one night I kept dreaming I was getting eaten by a great white shark. You're like repeatedly. That was like the only thing I dreamt like all night. And I woke up and it was like, great sleep. You got an 88. And I was like, that was horrible. I hated that sleep.
How often are you dreaming about sharks these days?
More than I'd like, probably. But this was a bad one. It was just like one of those nightmares where it was just like, let's take it from the top again and do it and tweak this little detail. Just like, it was just so stressful. So yeah, that was a night, but I scored great that night. So I'm not sure what it was measuring, but
Henry,
most
of you're such a typical little boy. Like, that's just a little boy. Like, I feel like the other dream is like, and then I dreamed there was a woman in a bikini on a Lamborghini in my front yard.
Well,
like,
dude, my heart rate is 69. So, yeah.
Classic American.
There's a woman in a bikini in a Lamborghini on my front yard.
A pink Lamborghini Countach on my front yard.
You are the 1980s boy's poster.
It's even that brand of Lamborghini.
That's the as far as I'm concerned, that's the only model Lamborghini has ever made.
Woman in a bikini. Countach.
The F-14 Tomcat of cars. Yeah, I wasn't totally sold on the sleep tracker, but then I've never used anything that counted my steps. I've always thought that it was just an annoying thing, like people in casual conversation, they'd be like, oh, I didn't get my steps in for the day. And it's like, what are you talking, what? And that's what was really illuminating with this is that I thought that my day, I was like, I walk my dogs twice a day, at least a mile each walk. I'm walking at least 2 miles a day in addition to anything else I do. That's got to be a pretty good baseline. I was not hitting my step goal doing that. And I realized that people, mainly me, but I like to say people because it makes me feel better, think of this like step goal as like exercise. It's not. That's just baseline activity to prove you're not a corpse. And then on top of that, you should be doing exercise. But you start to think like, well, I hit my 8,000 steps. That's my exercise. No. That's not exercise. And this app, it tells you how many minutes of actual fat burning time you had that day. And there was a day where it said one minute of fat burning activity.
Oh,
I was like,
that's
wow,
cool.
This is.
And that was when you got up to get fat to chew
this
on.
This is illuminating. Yeah.
You went to the kitchen to grab a hunk of fat to gnaw on.
It tracks your stands, which is really, that was really depressing. It was like, you hit your standing goal for the day. You stood up 10 times.
That's so shitty.
I was like,
hey, Andrew, you stood up
today. This is so depressing. I'm hitting my standing goal.
And then your watch goes, how about a shower
mark? Yeah, sadly, it didn't remind me of that. But like Adam pointed out, it does do this very annoying thing where it's like, hey, you've been sitting for an hour. Why don't you go for a walk? Hey, asshole, I'm at my shitty day job. I can't just go for a walk. Like, there's a reason why I'm stuck sitting here. I remember Nintendo used to do that with their games. It'd be like, you've been playing for a while. Why don't you go outside? And they abandoned that. They don't do that anymore.
It's interesting, because there's been a very drastic increase in the amount of colon cancer in adults, and it's going down. As far as the age, and they're really linking a lot of it. Obviously, there's genetic causes, but a lot of it, they feel, could be related to our sedentary lifestyle, the actual position and posture of being seated and not moving, because moving around obviously moves things through your intestinal tract and whatnot. And so,
yeah, it's terrible for you. It's terrible. Like being seated all day is terrible.
was my least favorite function on this. At one point, my hand was tingling as it does because of like my neck. And I like shook it out 12 steps right there. I took 12 steps by just shaking
hand. It's just using some kind of accelerometer inside.
But I watched people that I worked with who had these on just sit there and they're moving their left arm back and forth. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, I'm getting my steps in. And I'm like,
that's insane. If you're cheating to please an app, you're an insane person.
Because I don't give a fuck. Don't take steps. Yeah, die.
I didn't cheat at all. But I did want to hit that step goal. And there was one night where I was so close and I went to the grocery store and I bought my items and I checked the app and I was like, I'm just going home after this. I'm not doing anything. It was kind of like late at night. And I was like, but I'm so close to my step goal. So I just walked around the store and looked at shit to hit my step goal, which felt like madness. It felt like I was like, I'm not getting this isn't like a workout or anything. This is just absolutely arbitrary kind of just walking around.
That is a scene in an indie movie, a guy just walking alone in a supermarket at night to get his steps.
To get his steps in. And honestly, that's like an age line you just crossed. Like, I expect to see you at the mall right when it opens.
Getting my steps in.
Getting your steps in.
On my days off when I didn't have my day job, my activity was way higher because I'm free to move around and go around and do stuff.
Ben needs to sleep better. You got to quit this job.
Yeah. But also, I found that this, as much as I hate gadgets and things like this, the one handy thing about this is it's a real delusion stripper where it's like, oh, you think you got your exercise for the day? Well, here's the data. You didn't. Here are the cruel numbers of your activity level for the day. It was poor because it's easy. If you don't have a gadget, you're like, whatever, I walk 2 miles. I'm fine. It's like, no, you didn't even hit the minimum. So I found that interesting and motivating for sure.
So you got that out of it. That's good. This so far we're collecting. And so if Adam has pulse rate things that he
Adam, check your pulse. Are you at 69 yet? Are we syncing up?
I was so bored for the last 20 minutes. I got it down to 66.
That's too low, dude.
God,
come back up.
Just cram three more in those.
Let's get bumped. Let's get Adam pumped up three BPM. It can't be too much. It can't be too much. It needs to be
touching your belly. Think about me touching that space.
Yeah, think about me scratching
below
behind your
belly
ear
button.
Yeah.
Look, I'm the tech averse of this group. I don't really like tech at all. And so having a new thing that monitors my behavior on my wrist that I have to figure out just annoyed me. I remember when I opened it, I was like, I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn this. Like, I don't even want to spend the bare amount of capital brain-wise to learn how this works.
Well, it's also daunting when everything it's showing you is in Japanese.
Right. And so it did. I was setting it up. It was like English. I saw the word English for a second. And then it went to Japanese. And I never took it off of that. So I just kind of walked around with it barking things at me in Japanese I didn't understand every once in a while. But the app was in English, so you could go on your phone and see what was going on there if you were genuinely curious.
Good. It's like you're doing a blind study. I like it.
It's like an immersive language learning.
But here's the thing. If you have a sort of neurotic personality like me, it started showing me numbers. It was very easy to understand steps. And so now I'm like, well, I got to get more steps than the day before. And I got to get more steps than the day before. And then I started watching my sleep and I was like, got to get better sleep than the day before. And it just becomes this compulsive, better do better than yesterday, which is not healthy. It's like a sick way to try to be healthy.
I mean, you were walking 20 hours a day there towards the end. Right? Your walking was out of control.
Steps in 4 hours.
Well, and it's
guy's insane.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree because my dad had one of these and he got so fucking into it that he had to get rid of it. And I asked him, how many steps were you doing a day? And he told me he was averaging 24,000 to 26,000 steps a day.
Wow.
Because he would just go walk. I mean, he does a lot of work where he talks on the phone. So he'd just leave the office and walk around talking on the phone. But obviously that's better behavior than sitting in a chair However, I know my family. I know that's just neurotic Johnny being like, I got to get to 26K, which is wild.
Also, it tells you if your results are like normal or better. These are like arbitrary things because its data set is only other users that are using this. And it tells you that in the app. It's like your sleep is better than 84% of other users. Who are the other users? You have no idea. You have no idea what that pool
who's
of
the person
data is.
Who buys it's, this?
You can't let that be like, oh, I'm not normal or what I'm doing is concerning. It's like you should talk to a professional if you think that they're actually
something wrong.
These could
be strapped for Amazon delivery guys in the warehouses working just endless hours. These are Bezos lab rats.
No. I think it means that my sleep was worse than 76% of white dude podcasters, I think is what it was saying. Because that's who buys
that's saying something.
Like
that's
this.
Saying something.
That's pretty bad. No, I always see your dad walking in the neighborhood. He'll be at like Marzix when I'm there. Marzix is not exceptionally close to their house.
So many people tell me I saw your dad walking down the street just talking like a lunatic. Because, you know, it's like a man on a phone and now you can't really tell. They're just talking into thin air because they got earbuds in or whatever. My dad's always doing that. But I do want to say like I'm frustrated with the technology. I played an indoor soccer game wearing this thing, not knowing how to set it correctly. I didn't get any of that data. When I learned how to set it correctly, I went for a 40-minute run. It came back and it said, insufficient sample of time. Didn't clock that data. So it's like, I would ride the Peloton and it would do that. One time it did it the whole time. One time it did it half the time. So it's like, that was very frustrating to me.
That's why I think like the armband ones are much more reliable. And then obviously the chest strap ones, when you really get to that point where you're like an athlete who's competing at a certain level and you have to track that, I think reliables. I don't think so, Adam. I think in your intramural, like adult intramural co-ed soccer league, not I think co-ed. That's, it's not co-ed. Okay. So it's restrictive to females. And so,
they don't let them in the
arena. But I think, did you find any part of this worthwhile?
Sleep was interesting. And I found the best night of sleep I got was the night before I had gone out and I'd gotten shit-faced, dudes. I'd just gone after it. Went deep into the night with my buddy Gabe. Wild boys, having a good time. The next night, 96 sleep score, a lot of deep sleep, 8.5 hours. So if I really want to get good sleep, I just got to hurt myself the night before.
Well, you got to get drinking. Yeah, you got to drink. Yeah. But I don't think that's new. I think alcoholics around the world have known that for a long time. And they grapple
with that.
Well,
it was the day after
that.
Drinking that I really did it for myself.
Oh, so it wasn't. What was your score when you passed out, I wonder?
It was like, I think that was like an 80 something. Still like
that's
way better.
Still better than you drunk and blacked out, passed out. Well, you don't black out, but
I remembered everything, but I was definitely drunk. My average, I'm surprised. I think it's just I'm so tired from babies. 90. I had a 90 average sleep score.
Wow.
Wow. That's better
Andrew,
than mine.
What was your average score?
My average was 86.
Wow. I was, what did I say? 30 something. I don't want to look at it.
So concerning.
It is. So basically what it does is it assumes that if you've stopped for an hour and then your heart rate hits certain points that you're asleep. And then it measures if you wake up by movement and things like that.
Yeah. Sometimes I'd go to bed watching a movie and it thinks that I'm asleep when I'm doing that.
Right.
Because it'd be like, oh, you slept for 8 hours and 20 minutes. And I'm like, no, because that movie, well, I know when that movie ended, I got like 7.5 hours of sleep. So it definitely was kind of fooled, I think, on some of those. So I bet my sleep scores are a little fudged into the positive realm.
One other gripe I want to have with this thing, which is different from what Andrew was saying, but also the same gripe. Like I was writing, right? And I've been writing. I was in the pocket, creative writing, feeling good about what I was typing. And, you know, you guys are all creatives. You get into a flow and you're like, it's not always a guaranteed state you're in that. But when you're really going, you want to stay in there and be uninterrupted. And after an hour of writing, this thing just beeps on me being like, time to take a walk, get up. And I was like, fucker, I'm doing good work here. I don't need to go take a walk. And it got me out of the headset. Now I'm like mad at the thing on my arm when I was in a sort of good flow writing. And that, I got back into it. It was fine, but that pissed me off. And as Andrew said, lots of people who have jobs, they can't just get up and do that. So it's like, thanks, watch. I realize I'm a piece of shit right now. I don't want to walk. Fuck off. But I guess that helps people at some point. To me, that's when I wanted to chuck this thing and be done with it. Like, don't tell me to get up and walk. I know I'm a healthy person. I'll walk when I want to fucking walk.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's a sniper from Marine Force Recon staking out the National Embassy somewhere about to pick off a troublesome political person. And he has to stay like that for days. But then his Fitbit goes off and is like, you got to take some steps, bro. And he blows his whole cover. I've heard this story 1,000 yep. times. Yep. That's going to be a sequel to the Bourne series. Not many people know that it's called The Bourne Lethargy, and it is it's a new
way less globetrotting. There's only one location, not a lot of roof spaces.
Nah, he's kind of sad the whole time. Like, sure. he reads a bit, and sure, he learns about himself, but the whole experience is more traumatic than anything else.
I'm looking forward to that.
I want to say fuck you, Ron, for getting these for us. But thank you, Ron. Oh. I'm going to say it. It's rare, for making me aware that my sleep patterns are problematic and that I should take a look at those. And I think this has definitely been kind of a wake up call for that for me. So I guess I'm kind of already leaning into that, to the part that we always ask, does this make the world a better place? And will you be continuing to do it? For me, I think it's made me aware of some things, with like sleep. So, I could see how this would tip you off to certain things. Like, hey, your day is a bit too sedentary. I wouldn't take the data and the stats at full face value as like being like hard fast numbers that you have to be concerned about, because a lot of this is very much in the ballpark. It can be manipulated very easy simply by even how you're wearing it at times. But as a general idea of like your sleep patterns, and are you being a little too sedentary throughout the day? Yeah. So I would say it makes the world a better place. I will not be using it anymore. I don't like it, but I am going to potentially get one that I can wear around my arm, the armband ones, for when I'm actually working out to see what I do. Those are a bit more accurate. And this has kind of made me interested to do that. So that's me. What about you, Adam?
Well, I think I speak for all of Grolux Nation when I say we're riveted to what those results will be. And if you get those in, can you text them to me in real time? Because I don't think I can wait for you to announce them on the pod. I'm so excited.
This is cool. Yeah. Right now, the sarcasm sensor has become clogged.
Just as your homie, give me the first taste of it. Don't make
it's
me
become
wait, like
fogged over with your bullshit and hot air. So that's cool. That's pretty accurate.
I think if you listen to this podcast, you know we are three fit guys. We're good looking fit boys, and we take care of ourselves. Fit so boys. Something like this is
one kind shower of, at a time.
Kind of redundant. All right, for Abandon and Adam, this is a little bit redundant. We are going to be healthy and make mostly the right choices. We don't need this to remind us. And I think Andrew doesn't really either. He knows how his body
is breaking down and not functioning properly.
I think I know how moss grows on a log, bud.
Check out Andrew's new children's book, I Know How Moss Grows on a Log, Bud. That'll be coming out on Simon & Schuster. But anyway,
I think if you are struggling with your health and your fitness and you're not self-motivated to work out, which I think all three of us are, this is a great tool. But I think if you're already sort of on top of it, this thing just pisses you off. So I will not be wearing this anymore. But I can totally see the value for people who are trying to get better habits. I think this would help them immensely. It didn't really change the way, I'm not going to do anything differently after having worn this for a week. So I guess that's the answer.
Yeah, right, that's, I mean, other than my being aware of my sleep, nothing else I took from it. Andrew, what about you?
I'm not a huge fan of gadgets and kind of trying to meet arbitrary goals, but I was surprised by how like helpful and motivating it was in terms of like, hey, your lifestyle is like barely hitting the minimum goals just for activity, not including actual exercise, like true cardio exercise or weight exercise, resistance exercise, whatever that might be.
Right. So, hey, buddy, why don't you spend a few more minutes in this grocery store for us? Huh? Don't you do that on us.
That was meeting the arbitrary goal, but of steps. But
check out Orbital. He's doing push-ups by the Tombstone Pizzas.
But just seeing data like that, like, congrats, you stood up 10 times today. Like, oh, I gotta get moving. And like, hey, you spent 1 minute in fat burning activity. It's like, well, I think that maybe that could be part of the problem with your weight loss, my friend. If you're getting 1 minute a day of fat burning activity, you can't probably expect to lose any weight. So it was kind of illuminating in that way. I found it more useful than I expected, for sure. And will I keep using it? I don't know. It might be interesting to wear it just for like periods of time to like check in on it and be like, how are my numbers now? I don't think it's something that I necessarily would wear all the time, but it was interesting to be able to look at those things. I didn't get obsessed with any of them in that way of like, I gotta, you know, it was fun to hit the goal.
I want to sound the earnestness horn for the first time in a long time. I'm going to sound it.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to get out of here.
No. I want to also say this. If you're somebody out there that struggles with, you know, you find that things related to tracking fitness and meeting caloric burn goals, things like that, triggers negative behaviors in yourself, such as, you know, maybe you struggle with eating disorders or workout compulsion, things like that. I would avoid all of this. Like, this type of thing, I think, can make you far more consumed by things like that. I would say I became overly concerned and attentive to what my body was doing. And if those things are problematic for you, I would avoid Amazfit and Fitbit and whatnot and continue on your schedule and your regimen that makes you healthiest.
That's very well said, and I'm glad that you said it. If, on the other hand, you do want one of these, but you can't afford one of these, it sounds like all three of us are ready to part. Maybe Andrew wants to hold on to his, but I don't want this.
I don't want this.
No. If you want one, reach out to us. You can have ours. We won't erase our own personal data, so you can study.
A genuine Grolix-worn, slept-in, jujitsu-den. I think I am going to keep mine because I am genuinely kind of interested in like checking in on this from time to time.
So, yeah, that's a great point. If you want these things, send us a message. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can send us a message there. You can also message us on social meds, on the medias at Grolix Comedy. Let us know that you want this. You could tell us why it's important to you to have this, and we'll give them away. And also, too, if you use these things, if they become a part of your life, if you track things we didn't mention, why do you use this? We'd love to hear that. We'd love to know.
Apparently, 20% of Americans use these things.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's 20% of Americans? That's like 100,000 people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 150,000 people.
that's the problem. This thing doesn't track math and math skills. So I may be off, give or take a few hundred thousand, but
close.
Yeah, I was close. But yeah, let us know your experience with them. If you're one of those 20%, what you track, why you wear it. We'd love to hear that, because this was just our personal opinion. And as much as it's shocking to know, we're not a diverse cross section of this country's. I know that that's going to blow your mind, listeners.
What are you talking about? We got everything. We got a guy who showers once. We got a guy who showers every day.
Yeah,
we got a guy who doesn't sleep.
We got a reptile guy who doesn't sleep. Yeah, we got it all.
Adam, what's your heart rate right now?
Oh, yeah. Check it. Let's check it, guys. Everybody, real quick, before we close this out, can we just do a quick heart rate calibration here real quick?
Everybody fingers crossed. Heart rate.
420 is what I'm aiming for. I don't think I'm going to get there. So a 69. Yeah. An extreme tachycardia. Yeah. Just to get
65. I
wow,
really
dude, you so close. Can't fucking hit that.
Quit exercising so much and come up here and join us at 69, brah.
62. I'm down from it. I took my nose out the butt.
I'm still
of this
69,
episode.
Unless it's. Maybe I'm locked.
No,
in.
It's blocked.
And Andrew, you wrote the whole episode out. Yeah. On 69. You win this episode. Congratulations to you.
Dude.
Let's land this plane because I can't talk about this anymore.
I know. You know what always gets my heart rate going and will get me to that 69? Great comedy. Hmm. Great stand-up comedy. Sure. That always gets me to 69. Of course, the Grolics happens the last Saturday of every month. Please get your tickets now. They go quick. The link to do so is down in the show notes. But our good friend, we love this gentleman. Whenever he pops by, it's always good to have him. Everybody enjoy some comedy from John Michael Bond. And when we return, the best third act in the biz. Third actors, you should be on deck right now. You should have the metal hoops around. Take some practice cuts, right?
I just got a fucking alert on my watch. Take a walk. You've been sitting
I just
for
got
an
one
hour.
Too. Look at that, Adam. Look at that. Take a walk. Look at that.
So
right here.
That's hilarious. Well,
that's I mean, that's pretty cool, though. That's
Let's
uniformity right there.
We don't need producer on anymore. This thing's got it covered. Wrap it up.
Get it out of here. So, we've got more show third actors. Get ready. You're up. We've got more show. We've got birthday shout outs. Plus we're going to tease next episode's challenge. So please stay tuned. Oh, I'm up at 71. I passed 69.
This is exciting for me. I wanted to do this show for a long time. And I'm also very excited because this is the hottest I have looked in years. So, yeah! I know it still looks like a youth pastor found in the trunk of a car. But that's okay. Here's the thing. During the pandemic, I realized I needed to start working out a little bit because, like, when everything shut down, I already worked from home. So it just ended walking, essentially, you know? And I got real out of shape. So I started taking care of myself a little bit, took some steps for fitness. The first thing I did, I got a Fitbit, which don't. It sucks, yeah. A Fitbit, it's called a fitness tracker. And what it does, it sits on your wrist. It's a little cop, and it calls you a piece of shit on the hour. Yeah. It's like, do you know how many steps you need to take to meet your goal? And it's like, yeah, it's been 6 months. Just be disappointed. Yeah. But here's the worst part about it. For all its technology, it can tell you like how many steps you take, how long you sleep, what your heart rate is. You know what it can't do? Identify anxiety? Yeah. More importantly, Fitbit does not know what the fuck a panic attack is, guys. Yeah. So like 3 times a week, I get a lot of credit for work I did not do, okay? It's just like, your heart rate's 187 beats per minute. You're in the zone. What happened? And I'm like, my wife wanted to talk. Turns out we needed milk. It wasn't that bad.
We are back in the third act. Welcome, third actors. Always good to see you. We had a challenge. You don't care about it. You're just here for the credits. But I do want to give a big thank you to producer Ron. Andrew, you and I both know he went above
and beyond. As we mentioned, producer Ron left on a vacation to Mexico, a beachside vacation. And we were left alone to do the pod. We had to do every part of this pod. But producer Ron logged in and took a peek at our work so far. And he cut his vacation short by 13 days to come back and edit this. Yeah, there were no flights. He had to have a coyote take him through El Paso. Then he just thumbed his way back to Denver so he could finish this episode. So thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Very dehydrated. He can return to us, but with a lot of new friends that I guess he sort of shepherded through the journey. what they called him El Tejon, which stands for the badger.
Ooh, the badger. Because yes, and you might think that's because of his fighting, his fierceness, or his tunneling ability, but no, it's for his tenacity at the ticket counter at a Greyhound bus station. So good work,
so
El
thank
Tejon.
Thank you, producer Ron, for coming back and putting the finishing touches on this episode. It's never as good without you. Andrew, I would really love you to just kick it into Plug
Town. Let's go to Plug Town. Plugs, 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 plugs. We're in Plug Town now.
Silky sweet. Nice to be in Plug Town. Everything's a little cooler, a little more humid in Plug Town as well, which is not good for my hair.
It's weird. It's weird to have localized humidity in Rift City, but we do.
Hey, with the climate change at the rate it's going inside of Rift City specifically, it makes a lot of sense. Andrew, I'd like to turn the plug mirror on to you. What do you got coming
the
up?
The plug mirror? Ow, it's in my eyes. Ah, I'm dazzled. I'm going to be this week, if you live in Fort Collins, I'm going to be in Fort Collins this Friday doing some comedy for Don't Tell Comedy. I can't tell you the venue. I can't give you any details. I'm probably not even supposed to tell you that I'm in Fort Collins, but I am this Friday, so sign up for Don't Tell Comedy shows if you want to come
look,
see me.
Just wander around town, look for Andrew.
I'm telling I love doing Don't Tell shows, but they're hard to promote.
Ben's not here, so he gets no plugs. If he has a show and you know about it, do not go to it during this next 2 week stretch. Do not attend any of Ben's shows during this next 2 week stretch until the next episode comes and he can plug his own shit. We will do him no such pleasures. I would like to plug some shows. I'm also going to be in Fort Collins at a specific location, Comedy Fort. I'll be there on July 6th. And Andrew, you're going to love this little mini Front Rage tour I've got going. I call it the old Front Rage Do-Si-Do. July 6th, Fort Collins. July 8th, Trinidad. July 13th, Greeley. I'm hitting all the spots.
This is routed well, and wow, what a tour of the I-25 corridor. Just
yeah. See. What you do is you go to Fort Collins, and it's so nice, you freak out. So you go about 5 hours south to recover from it, and then you're like, I've gone too far, and then you overcorrect and land in Greeley about a week later, and I'm going to do exactly that.
Wow. They call that the tile salesman run. Well, good luck. Let me MC those shows. Bring me along. Let me MC those shows. Come on.
You got
come
it. On. $50 a show.
I'm there.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll drive.
And you got to drive so I can get drunk at every show.
Oh,
but yeah.
We're going Baxley style. Don't even pay me.
But the most important show is our live show, which happens last Saturday of every month at the Bug Theater. This next July show, Bobcat Goldthwait will be in town.
Finally. We've been trying to bring a Bobcat forever. He's going to be here.
Get ticks in the show notes. They're going to go
fast. That one's going to jam for sure. If you don't already, you can find us and give us a follow on all the social media platforms at Grawlix Comedy. Sometimes there's some bonus stuff. We always love to hear from you on social media. We also want to hear about your experience with any kind of fitness gadgets.
Oh, I'm dying to hear about their experience with fitness apps, Andrew.
Yeah.
I'll be up at night hoping another email trickles in from one of our listeners telling me their experience with a fucking fitness tracking bracelet.
Oh,
and
my
I'll go,
God.
Katie, I'll get my thumbs up. And I'll go, guys, another one came in. Let's read it as a family around the hearth.
Just running around with your nightcap flapping behind you.
So send those in.
Okay. Okay.
I'm hysterically waiting for them.
We do love to hear from you, though. And if you want to kick your support up to a higher level, Adam, you want to tell them about it?
There is a brand new Patreon feature that I'm so excited about. It's called 4 for 4. It's the Arby's of podcast deals. And basically for $4, not only do you get this episode with no ads, none of the bullshit, you also get the fourth act. We've been recording fourth acts when we finish the podcast. So if you're not subscribing at that level, you're missing part of this podcast. But you pay $4 and you get that fourth act. It's the new 4 for 4 deal on the Grawlix Saves the World. Also, one free roast beef and cheddar sandwich if you meet Andrew in a field in Lakewood.
guys, we have to talk about this new roast beef sandwich part of the Patreon. It's killing me.
I know, but the fans love it, and they get to have a little FaceTime with their hero.
It's like working for DoorDash for free, and I don't like it.
For $4, Andrew, that's not free.
Yeah, that's true.
You get 1/4 of that.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I was being ungrateful. Also, if you support us at the highest tier on Patreon, the Ben level, you get a special perk. That's right. Birthday shout outs. Get ready, world, because here are some of the birthdays that we would like to celebrate from our most stalwart supporters. And what are we going to do for we like to pick a theme.
We're celebrating all the June babies, right? We're celebrating the June babies.
Yeah, these are the offspring of some Labor Day fucking. You had the day, your parents had the day off, and they spent it well. Let's just put it that way.
I got to say, I don't know if our Patreon numbers are swelling. I mean, they certainly are going up pretty regularly, but this is a hearty bunch of birthday shout outs. So it could be
Labor Day is a horny holiday.
Labor Day fucking or a combo of the two. But we're going to have to speed round these fuckers because there are so many birthdays to shout out. So I was thinking we'll say the name of the person and then we'll tell them what they like to track on their personal fitness apps.
I like it. I like it. Their favorite activity that they track on using a fitness gadget. Okay, why don't you kick it off, Adam?
So this first one, don't know how to say the last name, but I'm going to try two pronunciations and I hope one lands. Beau Montier. Andrew, what is Beau tracking on his little app?
Beau's tracking spaghetti twirling. He grabs a fork. How many rotations, how many twirls of spaghetti can Beau get around that fork?
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Like kind of a Lady and the Tramp type of thing.
Yeah. So far, I think the record's 23. 23 twirls. Okay, how about you take this next one? And it's kind of an odd one, Adam. This is a special surprise shout out to Amy Durstein from her husband Sheldon Durstein, who's gifting his birthday shout out to Amy.
Yeah, what's crazy is I'm looking at the same list you are, and she did the exact same thing. Sheldon and Amy gifted each other their respective birthday shout outs, unbeknownst to each other. And that is just love. Love that happens in the Patreon of Grawlix Saves.
Yeah, anybody can buy somebody a diamond, but you gift that birthday shout out on the Grawlix Patreon, that's real.
And both of them did it. So a lot of love for your love. Both of you are monitoring your fucking with your apps. So you're monitoring how hard you do it, the frequency with which you do it, the physical exertion. And I don't think you're policing the other, but you're certainly checking the other's numbers pretty regularly because you're that kind
it's
of couple. You're
kind of a Glengarry, Glenn Ross office vibe in the bedroom.
Right. A coffee is for closers approach to sex between this couple that are huge fans of the Grawlix. So keep those numbers up this year, guys. And thanks for supporting us on the Patreon.
And just a birthday shout out that neither will want to discuss with the other one. Truly a gift that does not keep giving. It stops as soon as it's given.
Hey, Andrew, Aaron Ortmeier.
Aaron Ortmeier, they are tracking bubbles they can blow in milk with a straw. Everyone loves doing it. Aaron Ortmeier tracking that output, tracking the bubbles that they're generating in that glass of milk.
Very fun.
So messy, but worth it. Worth it for the results.
Yep.
Okay. Lobbing it back to you, Eric Hoyt.
Eric Hoyt likes to measure the physical exertion required to murder someone. Eric has murdered about 15 people, and his numbers are getting better and better. He does it with less effort each time. His blood pressure's lower and lower and lower. He's getting very comfortable. He's kind of in the pocket.
Murdering, right. Great cardio. Everyone knows it.
Yep.
Wow.
Andrew, what's old Tim McShane measuring?
Tim McShane is measuring their family relation to Ian McShane, noted thespian, Deadwood actor Ian McShane. Yeah, they're trying to network. How are they related to Ian McShane? They're trying to find out.
And they're hoping that this fitness app will reveal that truth.
Yeah, it's not the right technology to use. You'd normally want to Google it, but they're going through the fitness app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And here's one for you. Jared Blum.
Regardless, they're measuring the amount of calories they burn sobbing in public. They go to parks or libraries and have a very good cry and measure how that affects them physically. And they're kind of ignoring the emotional effects, but physically they are actively monitoring it.
Wow. Nice. Great work out there.
Andrew, maybe
that's that localized humidity is all that crying. Who do you got for me?
I got Patrick B.
And boy, when you just supply us with the initial for the last name, we're going to nail the pronunciation. So thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
It's a relief for us.
Indeed.
A lot of people track sit ups. Patrick B is tracking sit downs. Sit downs really works the tendons in the back of the knee when you're sitting down. Yeah, Patrick B. Just absolutely crushing sit downs.
Love it. And it's important to have good form. Bend at the knees, never with the back on a sit down.
Yeah, you don't just want to plop. It's a controlled movement.
Plopping causes a lot of injuries.
Here's one for you, Faith Stoker. That's a cool
First
name.
First of all, that feels very, very fake.
It could be, but good job with the fictional name.
I think Faith is someone who's Stoker. Ashamed to admit. They want to support us, but they're ashamed to admit the support. So Faith is just kind of using that name. But Faith likes to, every hour, on the hour, leave their house, sprint around the fucking block, and see what their time is. And the neighborhood children delight in it. They come out, they cheer Faith on. This happens 12 times a day. Then Faith rests, then does it again for the next 12 hours.
And interval training.
Time is getting outstanding.
Yeah, the neighbors are concerned, though, because they think, like, oh, God, there's a mugging or something when they see this, because they're not dressed in athletic wear at all, just regular
and
kind of houseware.
Nothing will deter Faith. Like, if there's a Lime scooter parked on the sidewalk inappropriately, Faith just plows through it, doesn't go around. Just
like the Juggernaut from the X-Men.
Yep.
Okay, last but certainly not least, let's both take this one. Obviously, friend of the pod, but champion of the comedy scene nationwide, Karen Wachtel. What is Karen Wachtel?
Karen also runs the door at the Grolix every month. She's invaluable. She helps us with promo. We love Karen. What do you think Karen's tracking, Andrew?
I'm thinking Karen is tracking, and this isn't me pandering for more, cookies baked.
Oh,
Karen makes the best cookies you've ever had in your life. Sometimes she surprises us with them. She's tracking those cookies. Every day she's making a batch of those cookies, tracking the output.
Okay. I see Karen as tracking how hard she can pet dogs. Like the intensity. Yeah, the intensity with which she can pet them. Like, she'll pet the top of the head so hard, you see the whites of the dog's eyes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like the way a kid pets a dog, and you're like, oh, careful.
Furious petting, like,
yeah.
Something's a little off with you that you are petting the dog this hard. And Karen, she likes to monitor it and improve it. So if you have a dog, she really loves it, but it's like a little weird how hard.
Make sure your dog is well socialized, because some will react and bite for sure.
For sure. If you have a dog that's a little skittish or has ever kind of bitten, Karen will invoke that response through her really intensely hard petting of dogs.
At least she has the data to back it up. Well, happy birthday to all of our June babies, and a big thanks to everyone who supports us. We truly appreciate it. If you want to get in on these birthday shout-outs, you can back us at the top tier at patreon.com/Grolix Day. let me take that again. And if you want your own birthday shout-out, it's easy. Just back us at the highest tier, the Ben level, and you're going to get your own birthday shout-out. That's patreon.com/GrolixSaves. And don't forget, this Labor Day, get fucking.
We already thanked Ron for getting back heroically and human trafficking in the process.
El Tejon.
Appreciate it, Ron. Thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show. And our theme music is provided by the fabulously fit Charlie Continental. But I don't mean physically fit. I mean British, like fucking fit. He's fit, isn't he?
Nice.
He's fit.
What are we going to do next episode? What do we got on the...
I got no idea. Who cares? I'm thinking we should end the pod with this one.
You say that too often, Adam.
This was the last episode.
This can't be... We can't go out on a fitness gadget episode. That's a terrible... That's such a terrible ending.
Well, I don't know what we're doing, but we will discuss it, and you're on the edge of your seat to hear what we will come up with. In the meantime, I am going to say it's my favorite part of the show, in which I, Adam Catenhollen, get
play us out, Charles. I beat you to it. I beat you to it.
Fuck.
Well, let's head to Act 4, where we'll visit with Ben about something insane. So hopefully we'll see you over there.
It's only $4 and a sandwich. So Garfield, he's not liking that Odie's being fed and he's not being fed. So he butts in and starts eating Odie's food. And then he goes, dog food. What am I, a dog?
Oh, this sounds like a classic.